Well, when Mr. Jackson, the bridge instructor, hired Jane to be the horrible example of how not to play bridge, he never thought his pupils would start playing bridge Jane's way, the easy way. But unknown to him, all over the city, women are relaxing and following Jane's rules for not taking bridge seriously. This episode takes place before dinner in the Ace's bungalow, where we find Mr. Ace pacing the living room alone. The front door opens, and Marge comes in from work. Listen.
Is that you, Jane?
No, it's Marge.
Oh, I wonder where Jane is. I've been home half an hour.
Oh, no, but I wish she were here. I've got something to tell her that'll make her feel mighty proud.
What?
Well, coming home just now on the bus, I overheard a bit of conversation between two women in back of me. For a minute, I thought one of the women was Jane, being from the dialogue.
Well, what was it?
Well, one woman was telling the other about a bridge game she'd had at her house last night. She was saying it's the first game of bridge she's really enjoyed in all the time she's been playing. And the other woman asked her how much she'd won. But the first woman said she hadn't won anything. In fact, she'd lost, seeing she and her husband were partners. But she didn't mind losing because she was so relaxed. And it's the first bridge game she ever got up from without a splitting headache.
Well, what's the point of all
this? Well, the point is this woman finally gave the other woman the recipe for relaxing at bridge. Now, see if this doesn't sound familiar. In the first place, she said, she never finesses anymore.
What?
Yes, how do you like that?
She never finesses.
And she told this other woman she ought to try it too and to see how restful it is not to bother finessing. And this other woman was amazed. She said that wasn't good bridge. But the first woman said it didn't make any difference. After all, she said, and this'll drop you. She said she only played bridge for her own amazement.
For her own amazement?
Tell you, I turned around to make sure it wasn't Jane with a cold.
You mean to say that this woman...
Wait a minute, there's more. She said she had a new system of leading that was the most marvelous system she ever heard of.
Leading? Leading what?
Leading cards. She said instead of bothering about leading the fourth card from her longest and strongest suit, she just leads the first card on the right.
The first card on the right? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. But I thought she was for a minute. Well, I thought it was somebody that knew me that was kidding me. Well, I couldn't stand it any longer, so I turned around and asked her.
Asked her what?
I said I couldn't help but overhear the conversation, and I asked her if that was a new system of playing bridge and where she'd gotten hold of it. Well, she...
Oh, I get it. She's one of the pupils of that bridge school that Jane's working at. Is that it?
Oh, no. I thought she was, too. But she told me that she had a friend who knew somebody who took lessons there. She mentioned Jackson School. And this friend called her up and told her about this new system of really enjoying bridge while you play it. And she told me that it's spreading like wildfire.
What's spreading?
This new way of playing bridge.
You mean Jane's way?
That's what she said. Well, of course, she didn't mention Jane, but from the description and the dialogue, it wasn't hard to figure out what's happened.
Wait a minute. You mean that these women at the school... Jackson hired Jane to show them how not to play bridge so he could correct them and show them the correct way... And the way things are working out now, they're all playing Jane's way? Is that what
exactly. And I can't wait to tell Jane.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I don't believe that. Nobody's going to play bridge
they're
like
not.
That.
Wait a minute. I'm not finished. Here, read this.
What's that?
Well, it's an editorial in tonight's paper. I ran across this in the bus after those two women got off. This will show you what's going on. Read it.
This here? Bridge of Size?
That's it. Bridge of Size. Clever heading, isn't it? Well, read it out loud.
We sigh with content as we note a new wrinkle in the strenuous game of bridge as it is played in these days. No more fretting and fuming, no more mental acrobatics to remember how many trumps have been played and how many tricks one must have to open a bid or close a contract. Bridge has been simplified and can now be played the easy way. Thanks to the introduction by Mrs. Average Player of a new set of simple and sensible rules, bridge will lose its venom and will become once more a friendly game of cards to be played for enjoyment and relaxation. In a world already beset with streamlined speed and driving energy, it is gratifying to hear one small voice saying, I only play bridge for my own amazement. What do you know about that?
Well, go ahead.
I lead the first card on my right because it's easiest to get to. Such utter defiance in a world of confusion is worthy of attention. And from what we hear, the attention is becoming quite popular. Bridge has at last become a simple game of cards. We salute Mrs. Avery Slayer. What's going on here? Is everybody going nuts? Does this mean that bridge is going to sink to Jane's level?
It's being raised to Jane's height, according to this newspaper.
Well, if all these women are going to start playing bridge as Jane does, think of their husbands. What about them?
You're the husband. What about you?
Oh, but I'm used to it. I know what to expect when I sit down to a game of bridge with Jane. But those guys, boy, those poor guys. I know. I went through it. This is no news to me. But if they're going to start playing...
Oh, I think that's Jane now. Jane!
Yes, Marge. Is everybody home?
Yes, everybody's home.
Yes? Oh, yes. Hello, dear.
Hello, Jane. What kept you so late?
Oh, I had more things to do after class. I thought I'd never get through.
Well, what's the matter? Something go wrong at the school?
Well, no. Nothing went wrong. To be contrary.
What?
To be contrary, everything's honky-tonky. Wait till you hear what happened. In the first place, I get twice as much money as I did before.
Twice
what?
As much? $10 an afternoon?
Uh-huh.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, it all started this afternoon when Mr. Jackson told me this new idea of his, about teaching bridge with me playing the hands wrong. Well, it's getting so popular that it's catching on like wildcake.
Mm.
He said they have so many women who want to come to the school now that instead of one class from 2 to 4, they're going to have 2 classes, 1 from 2 to 3, and 1 from 3 to 4. Oh, it just comes out even, doesn't it?
Yeah, but what
and is... I have to play 2 hands of bridge instead of one. Well, I said, if that's the way it is, I want twice as much money for playing 2 hands. Isn't that fair?
Yes, I think that's fair.
Oh, I asked him, isn't that fair?
Oh, and he gave you the raise?
Well, at first he hummed and hawed, and then he finally said, all right. It was like pulling teeth from a baby, but I finally got it. I get $10 an afternoon, 4 afternoons a week. That's $40 a week. That's more than $2,000 a year. Do they still have income tax, dear?
What?
And I've been worrying about the income tax all the way home. Do they still have it, dear?
Well, yes, I think they do.
They do, huh? How much is it now?
What?
How much do they charge for income taxes now?
How much do they charge? What are you talking about?
Well, you paid for one. You ought to know. Didn't you pay for one? I thought I heard you say...
Oh, I don't think you ought to worry about that now, Jane.
Well, I have to worry if I'm making all this money. How much is it, dear?
I don't know, Jane.
Depends on the bracket you're in, Jane.
Well, you know the racket I'm in. Bridge left.
You said it, too. And what a racket it is.
I mean, it depends on how much money you make a year. You'd make, $2,080.
Yes. Now, how much would I have to pay?
Well, you have to take off expenses and things like that.
Oh, yes. You do that, too, don't you, dear?
Well...
Remember last year when you lost $20 on a horse, you put down $20 as a bad bet?
All right now, Jane. Now, don't go repeating that around. And stop worrying about how much you'll have to pay, because from what I understand, this bridge lesson racket won't last much longer.
Won't last?
No, not if all these women start playing the kind of bridge they're learning from you at that school that won't last. They won't need any school. You'll be out of a job.
Oh, no, I won't. Don't worry about that. I made him sign a contract.
Say, you didn't.
You made him sign a contract?
Well, vice versa. I signed a contract.
Oh, you signed it?
Well, it's the same thing. He has to pay me $10 an afternoon. That's what it says.
Where is it?
In the contract.
No, where's the contract?
Oh, he's got it. Mr. Jackson's got it. Don't worry about
it,
dear.
But you shouldn't be signing any contract.
Don't worry. I remembered what you told me about reading everything very carefully before I sign anything. And I did. I read every word over and over before I signed it.
Well, what did it say?
$10 an afternoon.
But what else did it say?
What else? I don't know. That's the most important part, the $10. I read it over and over.
Oh, what did you get into now?
Get into? I got into $10 an afternoon instead of 5. And I thought that was pretty smart. I thought you'd like that when I told you. I said to myself, he'll like this when I tell him. And when I tell him how much this is a year,
it doesn't
well,
matter what it is a year, because you won't be there a year.
Oh, yes, I will. I wasn't going to let him get away with that.
Get away with what?
I signed it for a year.
You
signed a year's contract with this man?
I'll say the world I did. Oh, I got him in black and white like you always say, dear.
Yes, you got him just where he wants you.
Yes, there's nothing he can do about it now. I got my name right on the contract. I'd like to see me get out of it.
You'd like to... Oh, isn't this awful?
What does he mean? What's awful? Because I'm going to make all his money?
No, it's not that. But I'd like to know what you signed up for. Heaven knows what you've obligated yourself to do now.
I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is come there 4 afternoons a week and play out 2 bridge hands. And for that, I get $10. It's the easiest thing I ever did.
But, Jane, this style of playing you've been demonstrating has been catching on. Don't you know that?
Sure I do. Why do you think he's given me $10 instead of $5?
I know, but it's probably worth much more than that. It's in all the papers. The women are playing you away all over town.
It is? They are?
Of course. I even overheard two women on a bus talking about it. They liked your way of playing bridge.
Well, thanks, Mark. Who were they?
I don't know. They were strangers to me. But one woman said she never finesses anymore. She leaves the first card on her right. And
well,
then...
that's what I always say.
Of course, and that's what they're saying now, and that's the way they're playing now.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Sweet? That's a fine thing. You're only driving thousands of husbands out of their minds. What do you think they're going to say when they find their wives playing like that?
It doesn't matter what they say.
Oh, it doesn't.
Like I told a woman in the class this afternoon, she asked me about a hand I was playing. She said, if I played that hand the way you're playing it, I'd lose two spades, two clubs, and a husband.
And a husband.
And we all laughed, except me. And I said, oh, you mustn't argue back with your husband, I said. If they holler at you, just tell them you only play bridge for your own amazement. And if you can't relax at a bridge table, you might just as well not play. So you see, dear, the sooner the husband stops hollering, the better it'll be for everybody's concerned.
I see. And for that, you get $10 an afternoon.
Yes. 4 afternoons a week. And for a whole year. Don't forget that.
I wish I could. I never heard of anybody signing a contract to play bridge.
You never heard of it?
No.
You never heard of contract bridge?
Isn't that awful?
Oh, just a little joke made
yes,
up.
Yes, isn't that awful?
Well, in spite of anything Mr. Race can do, Jane is destined to revolutionize the game of bridge. We hear some more about this new system of playing bridge when next we meet the Easy Aces.